I'd like to introduce you to Ms. Junko Kemi, who is standing right here. She has a very interesting career. Now, she has a, as you can see by the title, she has a fashion business. But then she started as a salesperson for one of Japanese leading educational service providers, Benesse. If you do art, you might know the name of Benesse, because Benesse is one of the a big company who provides so-called juku or cram schools in Japan, and then also they publish huge amounts of educational publications, textbooks for younger children, but also they have a an island called Naoshima, and they have they have a very, very good museums there. So it's a big company related to a culture and education. But from there, she moved and worked as a marketing consultant for PricewaterhouseCoopers, and then Boston Consulting Group. Both companies are worldwide famous and very difficult to get in. But she was there. But then there she developed a passion for sales and providing cost-effective solutions for corporate institutions. But then, why is she where she is now? I don't think I'm going to go into much more details, because that's exactly what she's going to tell us. And then I'm sure it's going to be very, very interesting. Although fashion business, fashion industry is perhaps less male-dominant society, it is still difficult for a young Japanese lady to establish a company in Japan and be successful. I have to tell you that she's very successful, so perhaps you can learn a lot from her. And then, thanks to her, she brought us so many beautiful clothes, her products. So downstairs later, after her talk, we can go downstairs and actually have a look at her beautiful dresses. So, okay, I'd like to hand it over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm Junko Kemi, founder and lead designer of Kemi. And today, I'm very honored to have this wonderful opportunity. So thank you to the Daiwa Foundation, and especially to Shihoko Ogawa-san. And I'll introduce myself a little, and then about Kemi for around 30 minutes. And Kemi is a problem-solving brand for busy businesswomen, and that I started this business 5 years ago in Tokyo. And our mission is very simple, to support ambitious women, to help them to be the best they can be. And this is my story. I was born in Osaka, secondary city in Japan, and my grandmother owned kimono shop there. So I grew up seeing her beautiful kimonos, and she always made her customers very happy with her beautiful kimonos. She was my role model. And she taught me also people, everyone has a mission and in their life. And so most people forget their mission, but I believe it is true for everyone. And nobody can't take their money and house or car after they pass away. But I believe that the people's value is defined by how much they could support others in their life. And I understood at that time the job is a very important and good way for everyone to complete their mission in their life. And also, the job is very fair for everyone, because when people help people want to develop her, their situation or life, so everyone can use their job for everything. And I understood mission and job is very important for our life. So since I was young, I was a child, I decided to one day, someday I had hoped to have my own business to support ambitious people like grandmother. And after that, after my graduation, I worked for several consulting companies as a market management consultant, like PwC or Boston Consulting Group, to learn how to manage the resources of company. And after that, in 2008, I started my own marketing company. And at the time, our clients are energy and IT and pharmaceutical and insurance companies. During my consulting year, I was so busy and I worked so hard every day. But at that time, I hoped to have my own original business to create something long-lasting, and I can touch, I can feel, I can smell. And after big earthquake in Japan 2011, I realized again, life is very short, and it was time for me to start my own business. So 2011, the week after earthquake, I started this business, Kemi, in Ginza, in Tokyo. And many people have asked me, how did I transition from management consultant to fashion brand owner? And I didn't go to any design school, and I haven't any experience with retail company and fashion industry, even I was a consultant. But one of my philosophy is that every time someone has different experiences could make innovation, big innovation for the world. So I believe that using my different experience to the fashion industry, we can make big innovation to the world. And also, I don't care about if our team member has so fashion industry experiences or not. The important thing is that how we can make innovation using everyone's different experiences. And here is our product features. Our product has have five features based on busy woman's life and needs. And we know that the busy women don't have any time to go to the dry cleaners every weekend, and don't have any time to think enough about coordinate every morning. So our product is everything machine washable at home, and especially for 100% silk jersey, we use the patent in Kyoto when we print them. And our main item is one-piece dress and a jacket. This is a kind of our proposal for busy women, reduced to their time to think and coordinate every morning. And third, so our product use stretchy materials, even liners or thread, to give day-long comfort for everyone. I used to have very hard, extreme shoulder stiffness comes from the stiff materials, hard materials. But after I started to wear Kemi stretchy jacket, my shoulder stiffness has gone. And fourth, our products are handmade in Japan using artisan techniques. As you know, the number of factories in Japan is falling drastically recently. So we would like to support, keep their techniques for next generation. And finally, our product are inspired by kimono because, as I mentioned before, my grandmother owned a kimono shop and I grew up seeing beautiful print of kimono. So this is a kind of my homage to my grandmother. On the other hand, this is our little bit unique service online services, and this is online styling service. When customer answer the questions, for example, body type and hair and eye color, and occasion for dresses. So there are stylists can choose up to 5 dresses and send. And a customer can try them at home or offices. And then they can decide which one they can purchase by. And this is the online delivery service. The bottom one is office delivery. In Japan, so most people don't like want to hide their private purchased item delivered to office on their desk. So we can deliver purchased item to their office as a business document and as not as a shopping bag. So based on the busy woman's needs, we developed some services. The 50% of online purchase comes from those kind of unique services. And we found some successful promotion way so far. And one of them is that since we started this business, we have been keeping to post article on Facebook and our blog every morning at 7 a.m. For 5 years. And we post about our journey and philosophy and the customer's journey and the customer's activity and event report. And seeing that some TV celebrity and politicians and also the famous company owners paid attention about Kemi as a brand they want to wear during their professional job. So especially newscasters, they have high pressure during the on-air. So they want to wear Kemi as a comfortable dress. And now it's in our 5th year. And we have 5 shops in Japan and online shop also as well. And the newest shop is in Haneda Airport. It is important to have shop, the place where the busy women can contact access easily. And next chapter is about Go Global. Since we started this business, I plan to expand this business to the world. Especially our target is executive level women. And these are our target city, and Tokyo, New York, London, and Shanghai, San Francisco, and Singapore. Each city as a market is not so large, but if we can connect this city online, so the market become huge, and everyone, our customer, can use as a delivery service. So if they, for example, New York, the customer living in New York, but flying to London, they can get our addresses in London too. So we started test marketing in London 2014. 2 years ago, after I got a British very great business partner in Tokyo. And the reason why we chose London as a first city in the world, so that London is a very metropolitan city, and there are so many business women, professional women, who likes wearing dress during their job, working hour. And we had pop-up shop in Mayfair last summer for 1 month, and also stockist in Mayfair and Notting Hills last year. And we had some insight from the result. So we decided to expand this business to the global. And now we are working with some great companies and people registered in London. I think the UK has talented people, so many talented people. For example, the branding, promotion, and art, and IT development. So unfortunately, I have looked for those kind of people in Japan for 4 years, but I couldn't find anyone in the end. So I think Japan has the problem in future too. Is that there are very few people can use English and another skill. So if we can find the talented people, it means they can use English and another skill. But the cost and the rate is very high in Japan, so they can't fight on the worldwide market. So we are now still looking for some talented people making London team together. And importantly, some governmental organization, for example, the British Chamber of in Commerce of BCCJ, British Chambers of Commerce in Japan, gave us the award of Entrepreneur of Japan last year. And then Japan Governmental Bank awarded us also as an entrepreneur, woman entrepreneur business to expand to the world. So our business and every action is based on our mission, support ambitious women to help them to be the best they can be. And now we are looking for some chances and talented people in London too. So if you can find something, good information, so let me know. And we also have other online shop. On the brochure, we wrote down our website URL. So please contact our website or Facebook page. And this is that is my presentation for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you.